Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
They could have said that the problem was the financials, right? The fact that they were not paying them their money. But they have just paid you your money. Why are you performing like this? Like, that thing should have given them a boost. Dude, there's no reason why we should have not beat this Gabon. Well, bro, this is a... I say not Gabon. There's no reason why we should not be beating Congo, bro.
Bro,
like are we actually joking here? Like, dude, these players are good.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Five Aside. Today I'm here with Daniel. It's not the best day to be a, I guess it's not the best day for a Nigerian who supports Super Eagles. But I'm short of words. I don't even know where to start from. Like,
the first half, to be honest, was even Any hope I had for this game died immediately we came out in the second half. The first half was I believe we could still have done something, but the second half was...
See, yeah, I agree with you. I thought, from what after what I saw in the first half, the first 40 minutes, I was actually hoping. I was like, wait, how many times have I really seen us, you know, play like a bigger team in a match? Like, you know, we were passing it around, we scored a goal, even though I would admit there was some sense of lethargy in our play. Because now, after watching the full game, I'm like, is it that Congo were just respecting us in that first half and not really coming out? Because they let us pass the ball around, let us have a lot of the possession. Not that we did much with it besides the first goal. After scoring the first goal, we got some decent opportunities, some decent situations, which we did not make the most of. But I guess I mistook Congo's meekness for us actually being good.
they came in respecting us. They gave us a respect that we did not deserve. They were. But after filling out the game, they say, okay, play, let's see. After playing, they were like, I'm sure in their dressing room, they were like, these guys are not as good as we thought. Let's see now if we can see if we can get, go on the front foot and see if we can pressure them. Because the second half was nothing to write home about, bro. I have nothing positive to say about that half. First of all, what do you think? The substitutions were asinine.
Bro, they were very bizarre. Like, we took out all our attacking threats. Apparently, Usman had an injury, but I don't know if it's my mind playing tricks on me. But the way I was seeing him, you know, hopping around, how active he looked on the bench, he did not look like he was injured. Guy, I just can't tell. Maybe it's just I'm getting old. Bro, this is your one chance of making a World Cup in your 20s, bro. Like, what kind of injury did you have?
What kind of injury? I would die on that pitch.
Guy, you
die there.
I don't know, because knowing him, Osman seems to be the type of character that, bro, I'm not leaving this pitch except it's a very serious injury.
Bro, I don't think it was an injury. I think Osimhen lost it in the dressing room. I think he came in halftime and he was upset at the players and he must have said something that made the coach go, you know what, I don't think it's for the best that you continue. I think that's what happened.
I was seeing him running about. I mean, what kind of... He looked very active on the bench, even when they came out after the second half.
As the half was ending, did he look injured to you as the half was ending? I didn't see no injury. He didn't look injured to me as he was going.
He literally ran off. So, like, if you can run, why? I don't understand, bro.
It was just... It wasn't just... They took off Osimhen. They took off Lookman. They took off... who was the person pairing? Am I tripping? Who was the other the guy? There was another the person pairing Neka? Osimhen.
No. I mean, Lookman was pairing Osimhen, and then Chukwueze. Then you know, they took off Iwobi, they took off Chukwueze, they took off Osimhen, they took off Lookman.
Yes, take off Iwobi, bro? Iwobi is the only like. Where is my phone? I need my lineup. My lineup stats. So I'm frazzled.
And the person they brought on for it will be just the Tolu guy. Oh my god!
Tolu had a disaster.
Bro. Oh my word! Even the last game itself, I'm like, why is he wearing our number 10 shirt? Is this how much we respect a whole? So good they named him twice. Why is he wearing so good they named him twice?
First of all, if you're going to give the number 10 to, if you're going to give the number 10 to a 9, you're going to give a number 10 to a striker. This is what I believe. It has to be a striker that has ball playing ability, right? It has to be a striker that it has to be. You cannot give
maybe he was 9. Nervous. I don't know.
Yeah. Dude, is it nerves? I've watched him for Wolves and I wrote that in. He's not, his skill set is very
limited.
Let me give you a like for like comparison. He reminds me of Callum Wilson. You know Callum Wilson? Yeah. You know those kind of strikers? They will never be elite.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone thought it was going to be the next Delima.
Like,
but at least be good enough. Like, have a nice first touch. Bro, the ball just kept flying from him whenever he came to him. Terrible first touch.
First touch, not good.
Ball control, bad.
And the problem is that for players who are technically off, because he's not very good technically, right? When I say not very good, I'm being nice. For players who are not very good technically, I always advise to have ginger. You have to have something in your arsenal. He does not even have ginger. He does not even have ginger.
This entire team seems very, very lethargic. It's like that's our football DNA. So lazy. There's something always so lazy about our play. I can't even point my hand at it. This is almost historical in a sense. Just so lazy. Osimhen is probably the only player I've seen that okay brings some level of ginger. Is supposed to be a live wire. Like I've seen Lookman be a live wire when he was
good. Lookman is not a...
In Nigeria, there's something so lazy about his play. Maybe he tries sometimes, but it's almost like he's just huffing and puffing. But is it like something that infects us when they Nigerian jersey? Like why?
I think
so lazy.
I think Lookman is just his own. Is like his club wahala is affecting his country form.
But has he ever actually really been good for Nigeria? I don't think so.
I'll say this as well. I don't think a player like Lookman has the kind of personality to lead a team. He's a very shy boy, very quiet boy. I think Lookman is the kind of person that will shine if the team is shining. I don't think Lookman can carry games by the scruff of the neck and say, okay, he's me that wants to do this thing. I don't think he has it in him. So Lookman will ball so well if the Super Eagles can fix up their problems. But you're right about the lethargic, this thing. My thing is, for the longest, they could have said that the problem was the financials, right? The fact that they were not paying them their money. But they have just paid you your money. Why are you performing like this? Like, that thing should have given them a boost Dude, there's no reason why we should have not beat this Gabon. Well, bro, this is a... I say now, Gabon. There's no reason why we should not be beating Congo, bro. Like, are we actually joking here? Like, dude, these players are good.
Cool. He's fucking Dr. Congo, man. That guy is losing to Dr. Congo. Guy. Nah, they really treated our fuck up tonight.
Bro, look at that. Look at the whole 11 that started today. The first 11 that started for Nigeria today. Excluding Nwabali. All the players that play today play in Europe. We have European players, European caliber players. The whole squad, they all play in Europe. Did that look like European trained players?
Lack of chemistry, but come on, Congo's team is not like they are mostly home based. They had a good number of European players too, but they just looked like they wanted it more. I'm not even trying to sound like all these football conservatives and everything. I just say they wanted it more. They literally looked like that second half. They looked like they wanted to be in the World Cup. Nigeria did not. They looked like a team completely bereft of desire. They did not show the required intensity. They are second to every ball. They are second to every ball in midfield. At this point, I don't even know if it's a skill issue. I don't think it's really a skill.
I believe now that we have not made it to this World Cup, moving forward, the Super Eagles needs a revamp. I believe our area of concentration should be in the midfield. We need to go and get in the 6, 8, and 10 position. I don't know where we're going to find these boys, but we need 2 in each position. Our midfield has been an atrocity for years, bro. Like, even when you see the call-ups, you see defenders, God knows how many. Attackers, God knows how many. Midfield, we have 5. And out of the 5 players, only one of them is creative. Onyedika is not creative. Ndidi is not creative. You know? The only creative midfield that we have is Iwobi, and Iwobi is not very creative. Like, bro, that midfield, as long as we don't do something about that,
Iwobi is decent at best.
Eh?
Yeah, Iwobi is decent at best, but I'll give him his
decent. He's not a chance creator. Exactly, he's not a manager. We need. That is, we have a problem with scoring goals. It's Osimhen-centric.
That team is very, very, like you said, it's right there, Osimhen-centric. The second he came off, I think maybe I was right earlier when I said they respected us. But another angle could be that the second Osimhen went off, there was no one else in that attack to fear. So they had the guts to push up more, press us high, because they knew that we weren't a threat going forward since we took off Osimhen. Because the way they stepped pressing up and pushing up high,
they came in.
There was nothing to fear.
They came in crazy. I was like, what is happening? Like, second half, like, my in the first 5 minutes of second half, my stomach just sank because I knew,
the second Osimhen left, we had nothing in the attack. There was nothing to fear. We became toothless. Our coach knew we were toothless. Their coach knew we were toothless. Our own players knew we were toothless. Their players knew it. Everybody just knew what the matter was. Like,
let's put that aside for a while, because obviously that's probably we're gonna talk about that a lot. Let's talk about the defense, bro. I don't understand. Like, okay, so in, like, for example, like Arsenal, you guys play Gabriel and Saliba 90% of the time, so that they get used to each other's game. At this point, Gabriel and Saliba, the chemistry is so they can play in their sleep. Gabriel knows where Saliba is. He knows how Saliba plays. The chemistry is 100%. So, but now when you bring in Hinkapi or you bring in Mosquera or whatever, they obviously do not have the same synergy that Gabriel and Saliba have. But you see that these are players that have played with each other before. Even though the chemistry is not crazy, like, for example, maybe Kari, Saliba and Hinkapi.
Yeah.
Even though the chemistry is not as crazy as if Gabriel is there, you can see that these people have played well before. Today, Ajayi and Bassey, today, they looked, that is, they look like that was their first time on a pitch together. Right?
Yeah, they were not as impressive as when Frederick played with.
They were not. Frederick, first of all, Frederick is probably, after Osimhen, the best player on the team. He's phenomenal. He's phenomenal. But the centre back combination did not look good. And Ndidi, what in the world, like that first goal? Please, can somebody give me an explanation? I almost lost my head. Like, what, the defensive cohesion is not there. Like, I'm confused. Like, you guys don't train. They don't train with each other. Like,
I can give them the benefit of doubt, maybe because it's a country game. So I guess they wouldn't have as much synergy as maybe club teams who train every single day. So, but for that first goal, I know he would be lost the ball first, and I just felt like Ndidi could have done more when he stretched out his leg. That at least dive like down the line, like
it was very casual.
That was the sense I got from the entire game. There was, like I said earlier, there was this lethargy about the entire team. Like, why do we? When Congo actually decided to come up and press us, we could not compete, not in attack. Not in midfield. Even second balls in our defense, we were losing it. I was like,
we were losing balls. See, there was no intensity. The defenders were not even intense in the defense. Defenders were playing casually.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
In the back, like
the other man that was on the bench was looking very energetic, more energetic than was on the pitch. That's why I was like, is he really injured? Because he looks like he has more energy than those on the pitch. I was like, what the hell?
Do you see him
in the bench? Like, he actually looked like he had more energy than the players on the pitch.
I don't think Osimhen is injured. I swear Osimhen is not injured. I swear.
After the second half, he was jogging. I was like, bro, this guy, look at that Tolu that came on. Tolu looks more injured than him, bro.
He will go and score hat-trick for Galatasaray.
I definitely think the coach took him out. Something definitely happened. That coach took him out to prison.
I think Osimhen finally lost it because, man, he don't reach to lose him. He's always the one, this thing, and the players keep letting him down. So I believe he must have done some toxic shit in the dressing room. Like, he must have, you know, lost it or something. And then the coach said...
I don't feel like he's kind of character that would just ask to leave the pitch if the injury was not very, very bad. Because, and the way he was running around, I'm like, guy, how serious is whatever happened to you? Like, I don't know.
Hey,
Sam just joined us, by the way.
Sammy.
My brother's in arms, man. How you guys doing?
I for really chopped before I watched that game because my appetite just go.
I don't know why you're still making the mistake of giving, of dying for Niger. I don't know why you're making the mistake.
I went out, took my girl out, went to a restaurant, ordered some nice Nigerian food to watch Nigeria lose. I cannot tell you how upset I am. Like, these boys, like, see, back to front, there needs to be a revamp of the team. There is no reason why we should be carrying Nwabali as our first choice keeper going to any tournament.
He did go in the penalty shootout, honestly. He could have.
I think that's the only. So I'm sure you guys have. I don't know how provoked you guys have been, and I've probably talked about, like, you know, how bad that game was. But the only, like, silver lining is that I think that this gives us, like, a chance to properly, like, build the team. Like, there's no way on God's green earth we should carry this midfield to anything again. Like, we should not be carrying this midfield. Anybody, like, none of them. Like, if they're
not
in the team, if they're in the team, they should be there for experience. Like how Ahmed Musa was doing.
That experience Ahmed Musa was doing. Yeah.
Just like, no. I mean, leadership and shit, but they should not be starting again. I kind of feel for the coach, to be honest. I kind of feel for him because he started with the midfield three. Then, obviously, they started getting tired because of how much effort they are putting in the other games. We didn't need to be here in the first place, but we were. Then he now bypassed it by putting two big men so that they could go long and they could cross the ball.
Yeah.
But I don't understand how bad Aruko Dare was playing. Like, I don't get what that guy was on.
He looked like a nervous wreck.
He's nervous. Nervous.
He looked so badly.
His first
off. That they had to. That's the only downside to that sub. I think the substitution was correct. The only downside to it is that I think he should have subbed Troost to come on instead, and then maybe play penalties instead of that defender. That's the only qualms I have with that substitution. But other than that, he was spot on.
You know why? I see. Theoretically, I understand the substitution. Given that we lost someone as big of a threat like Osimhen, then maybe putting a lot of forwards, maybe it's kind of like. But it really backfired because Congo realized that the attackers were not a threat at all. Yeah. They were not even scared.
They were losing. They were losing the high balls that they were brought in to win.
Yes,
they're losing.
Man, we have like.
Bro, they were pushing us. They were pressing us. They did not. You are not scared of our attack at all.
We have like 12 strikers, bro. We have like 12 strikers, and they are all terrible, man. Only Osimhen. Osimhen, bro. How is it possible? We have a lack of personnel in midfield, and we have an excess supply in attack, and we have the same problems. We have the same problems in both facets.
I've been crying out for a midfield. Pesero tried to bypass that thing in last AFCON by using a back five, right? So he was always using a back five, so we didn't have to, rely too much on our midfield. Then it would be like Lukman and Osimhen up top. This tournament too, like we've been trying to last game they played what's this guy's name? This guy that is in Fulham now. This left guy, Chukwueze. They've been trying to do
it's such an obvious problem.
Haphazard like solutions to fix that thing. We have to go and we have to sit down and work on this midfield. Like start with the keeper for sure. Like Nwabali probably coming as number two. Start with the keeper. Center backs, I think we can still get one or two more, but they should kind of be okay. That midfield needs serious revamp. We cannot keep like dodging this problem, man. We dodged it all AFCON, right? And it came back to haunt us. This game, this particular game, right? If not that Osimhen was pressing, and we start with a midfield three. Okay, it was looking good. We're creating chances. Once that guy was off, Everything fell to shit. We cannot keep dodging this midfield problem. We cannot. Like, Ndidi has tried, right? For all the insults we want to insult, he has tried. Thank you for your service and your leadership. Now it's time to mentor the next generation. Just, hold their hand, right? Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
But I was seeing somebody saying that we need to play a six. We need to get a proper six so that Ndidi can play it because it's better when he's free. And I'm saying, Nigerians, we love our captors. Because how can you say something like that? These are people that should be gone.
I just think our midfield just lacks no legs, honestly.
What about Dele Bashiru? You know that boy?
Yeah, Fisayo, where is he? I think he's been injured.
That's the only other creative spark from midfield. The rest of our midfielders,
Okay, see, even if we have a midfield problem, I actually thought we had wingers. Where the hell did they go to?
Where are the wingers now?
Which wingers do we have?
Moses Simon.
Moses Simon. Lukman, Chukwueze. Are they not supposed to be wingers?
Guy. Bozi Saibot was probably in school. He was probably in remedial. That school for special, that class for special Bozi kids.
Bozi Saibot, man.
Something wrong with that nigga, man. That's his decision making is worse than Adama Traore's. I've never seen it.
There was one sequence of play that I almost lost my head. Bozi Saibot dribbled one guy. I say, leg over, cross the ball. The ball went the other side. This guy had educated, collected the ball. Okay, me too. Let me try my own. Cross the ball. Ball now went to the back again. Bozi Saibot asked, okay. This time I'll cross it again. Now I've crossed it straight to keepers. I was like, oh my god.
Your head will just be hot. It's just like, bro, what is going on between, what's going on right here? What's going on?
What's the meaning of this, Jackie? Oh my god. I couldn't believe what
Bozi Saibot should also be one of those people that should be there for experience.
Experience. Thank you, leadership.
You start, Bozi Saibot should be playing the last 5 minutes of games.
You should go and work in NFF. You should go work in NFF.
Experience and leadership. They've tried. Thank you.
They should go and work in NFF.
If we are to truly go forward, because the next time Osimhen is going to be 40.
That's not so sad.
That's going to be very sad, but that's the nature of the beast. Like, you had to have qualified. Like, you have to have qualified. None of these guys, maybe, I think Iwobi might still be in this. I somehow feel Iwobi is going to be a fixture in this team. So, let me not even, like, flog him too much. But I really, really think we have to have a serious talk about, like, blooding in new talent in this team. We cannot go forward. If we cool down and do this the right way, right, qualification will be a breeze. We will not have any drama in qualifications. You just qualify, win your games, beat your teams, and go. There'll be no need for all this drama. It's a good chance to sit down and rebuild. But if not, we'll come back here next 4 years and we'll be here again.
I can't even see any upcoming midfield talent in Nigeria in terms of
they should go and scout. How did they find Benjamin Frederick? How did
they find him? Are there.
They, well, are they should there. Go and scout. It's a country of 200 million people. They should go and scout.
Speaking of attackers, I remember I was very hyped up for this guy when I saw him earlier, like last year, Gift Orban.
That guy, but he's not in midfielder.
He's in his mid-20s. If he's not in Nigeria, right? If he's not playing for Nigeria, I guess it might never happen because he's clearly not even playing at all. His age, there's no reason why he shouldn't have been.
Is that dude not Francophone? He's like Togolese or something.
No, he's Nigerian. Right?
Yeah, he's Nigerian, but the dude is like.
But he declared for Nigeria. I think he declared for Nigeria or something like that. So.
No, he's part of
the setup. So I guess maybe I overestimated his talents because I've not even heard anything. I think he's in his mid 20s.
He had a crazy season where he couldn't stop scoring. Like the dude was scoring like 2 goals every game or something. Like he broke a bunch of records, but then after that, I think he was punching above his clock. I don't think he's as good as he just had like a fluke, crazy season. But dude, like a lot of Nigerian blue, one out of every 5 best black person is Nigerian. I trust that we can find midfielders, right? I'm sure we can find midfielders.
Yeah, you know that thing we spoke about last time in terms of like how we are actually doing poorly almost on all levels, under 20, under 17. Like
we're doing so bad. There's really, really like
it's actually worrying.
Problem has now gotten. I don't know. I don't want to downplay what Congo did because they outplayed us. We were destroyed. Like they were using the game to small God. It's FIFA that was just like, hold on, we need Nigeria to qualify. They have viewership, they have numbers, we need them to qualify. Referee just they help. Really, really, we should have been gone home. Really, really, since.
Yeah, I can't. We don't deserve to be there. But...
True, we don't. Not even a little bit. Not even
I was really thinking if Wan-Bissaka scored bicycle kick over. That bicycle, if Wan-Bissaka scored bicycle kick over, I don't pass out. I just said,
End the game, just go home.
Everybody go home. Like, I was like, in my box, Wan-Bissaka, bicycle kick. All around. Something he did not do at United. It's not my country. What? Ah, God.
Okay, just by the way though, Wan-Bissaka, have you been watching this season? Something is going on with him. You know, he doesn't look like the Wan-Bissaka of before. Like he's all of a sudden he can attack.
Honestly, that was one person in Congo. That's one guy. I was actually worried about him. I'm not lying.
Who? Wan-Bissaka?
Yeah, I was actually worried about him.
No, I wasn't worried about
him. I was, but
Wan-Bissaka's tackling is unmatched, but he pays you back in poor positioning.
Yes, he does.
He will pay you back in poor positioning.
That's why you know how bad Lookman actually is.
No, Lookman, I don't know if he's terribly off form.
They gave him space. Wan-Bissaka gave him the.
He's frighteningly off form. Like, it's actually scary how off form he is. Like,
he was in space.
He wasn't even controlling the ball well.
Yeah, three times Wan-Bissaka left him alone. He was quite. Guy. I think his indecision even spread throughout the attack. I think that's probably where Osimhen was going. That wrong pass.
Yeah, I still think that one. It was a bad pass, but I still think he could have like the. I think it was Ndidi or Chukwueze that came together.
But they clashed.
Yeah,
I don't think it's just his fault. Guy, when I saw him with that ball, even me, as an onlooker, I was confused. I was like, what is he trying to do? He's trying to score. He's trying to pass. What is he trying to do? I'm pretty sure Ndidi and Kwe were also confused at what he was trying to do. Before he decided to pass the ball,
I was so
Osimhen was asking for the ball, he'd be earlier as well before he even got to that.
Yeah, like I'm like, why are you off form? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, and his touches, his first touch, ball control, everything. Chukwueze look like he was trying too hard, self. That one, his own issue is special. This guy, I was among the overhyped team in Villarreal. Oh my god.
Chukwueze is a fringe player.
He did look good in Villarreal.
He did, but I'm saying that's why I hyped him up a lot because of his Villarreal spell. But ever since then, he's been downward from there. East Milan, I was really excited when he went there.
Chukwueze is not the kind of player.
He's like,
want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
He has proven that one very well throughout his career.
He's for me, like a second choice. You bring him up as backup, but that's not the kind of player you depend on. He doesn't have the personality. He doesn't have the dog in him. He doesn't have the football IQ. He's like a one-trick pony. He just keeps spamming that same move over and over. Dribbling thing that he tries to do that does not work. He just keeps spamming.
Talent-wise, we don't have anybody better than him right now. So, and that's
honestly, we don't have any. How many right wingers? How many right wingers do we have? Like, for the longest time, they were forcing Kelechi to play there, even though that's not his game. But actually, it's just him. We don't have anybody else that can play there. If you think about it,
no one can play that. Even if you can place people there, there's a drop in quality overall. Talent-wise, I don't think anyone is as good as him right now. That's part of our issues. It's the same issue with the midfield, the wingers. Actually, the only player we have in this whole team, the only two players we have are Osimhen and Benjamin Franklin, from what I can see.
Ola Aina is very, very good. I believe Aina... I believe Aina should play left back because we don't have any good left backs.
Yeah, but he's injured, right? Honestly, let me be frank. Our defense, I don't really have that much complaints about our defense overall. Our defense is okay. It's just is high.
I think so. Let's be clear. If we are really going to do a revamp properly, the defense needs to be touched too.
Maybe the keeper, but I like Benjamin.
No. Even the center backs too. Yes, right. Semi Ajayi is not. He's not a young man. Trist Ekong is not a young man either.
Yeah, those ones will move on.
Yeah, like if and as much as I love Benjamin Frederick, and I really really hope he goes on to do.
Benjamin Franklin. Huh? I keep calling him Benjamin Franklin.
No, Benjamin Frederick. I do think that there's a reason they played him at right back today, and it's just no fault of his own. The same problem Koundé has, he's undersized. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So because he's undersized, sometimes he's going to get shunted on right back. And they targeted his wing a lot of the times. They targeted his wing. I like it because he bent, but he didn't break. I love it. Like he was trying. But if we are to move forward, we're going to have to pick a position for him. Like, if we're going to make him a center back, we're going to have to account for him with either his partner or one of the fullbacks in terms of height. If we're making him a right back, fine. But the center backs, like the defense, also needs work. It's okay. Yeah. But okay is not just going to cut it.
But don't you think, I feel like he had much better chemistry with Calvin in the last game. Maybe Gabon wasn't as talented, but Calvin and Calvin Bassi and this other guy, Ajayi, today.
I agree. Ajayi didn't really make too much mistakes, and Ajayi is good in the air. So that's where I understand the logic.
Like,
it was sound logic by the manager. But I'm just talking about in terms of rebuilding.
Yeah.
We are going to need to
We'll move on from truth.
Yeah.
We'll move on from. But amongst all our problems, I think that is not as bad an issue as the midfield and having more attackers, at least. Osimhen can't be the only person carrying that entire attack.
Yeah, I mean, even the attack, we need to, like, you know that Osimhen is doing well by the sheer volume of, like sheer willpower. Not that because we consistently create chances for him. You know that, right? And it's because his quality is higher than the rest of the strikers. That's why it looks like they're underperforming. But in all honesty, our chance creation is not high enough.
Bro, we're like a relegation team with a very good striker.
Yeah,
that's what we're
looking at. Our
chance creation.
You can't just say, we need chance
creation. It's non-existent, bro. Like, we don't create chances from anywhere.
Exactly.
From anywhere.
We are not doing that. So how are we, okay... Boniface has not scored a goal for Nigeria. Right?
Boniface, besides that, Sam, this one is even more of a disappointment.
What?
Guy, Boniface.
Yeah, he is.
I've lost count of how many Nigerians I've hyped up and they just disappointed me.
and I understand, but if the system or the team is creating chances, then at least average players can have a chance. And then world-class players can flourish. But if we're not doing that, if we don't have quality... build chemistry with consistent international breaks and repetitions. This problem, I'm going to miss it again. We met it last year. Maybe we're not going to last World Cup now. We'll have our own children. We'll be grown adults.
It's eight years already.
Look at Morocco now. Look at Senegal now. Look at teams. Teams are actually starting from the base. All right, we'll start from our academies. We'll have proper facilities, consistent head coach. Like, Senegal's head coach has been there since. Consistent faces and systems and repetitions. So when it now happens, right, and they do plug and play, this person's underperforming, they just shift him out. Because they have a system in play. That's Mane is playing in Saudi League. But when it comes to national team, he's still looking good. Why is that?
They have a clear system.
Yeah.
Honestly,
have even tried, honestly, because they fought the strong partnership with Mbemba and Tuanzebe and Wan-Bissaka too. Wan-Bissaka has played these qualifiers a lot, though. It's not like he just came, right? I mean, I know he was 2 years or last 2 years. When did he even declare for Congo? But he has actually played a lot of these qualifiers. He played these qualifiers with them. So, like, there's consistency there. I don't know how far Congo will go. I wish them the best because they haven't been there since they were Zaire. But, you know, they've tried. Like, they've tried. Honestly, they've tried. Like, they've tried. Other than the first half, they bossed us second half. First half extra time. Second half extra time. They were even following us to do mumu in penalty shootout because that thing shouldn't have even gone to sudden death. But they were following us to do mumu. Say it was like, okay. You guys are in a serious country. We got to get out of here. Like,
yeah, man, we can't just depend on one striker. See what take example of what Norway has also done besides Senegal. See Norway and that country.
Yeah.
Like with Sandra Berg,
Norway, how many good players
They have a very solid team. Might not be world class, but their midfield is very solid. Their defense is very solid. That gives platform like Sam mentioned, that gives platform to people like Haaland and Coach actually shine.
Yeah, like when you create a very solid team, right?
Yeah,
right. Solid. They ask you to be world class, just solid, right? You are giving a platform for your average players to play well and your better players to succeed, like to truly succeed. I don't know if we're doing that. I really don't know if we're doing enough of that. The football we've been playing, right? I like this Eric Chow guy, right? But man, we have been playing Gary football. Gary Eba.
I won't lie, Sha. This first half stole me dreams. The first half today.
No. Like, I agree. And that's why I like the manager. I like the manager, right? If you see the football, Allah, if you see the football we have been playing, like from that Finidi George time.
Yeah.
Like Pesero to Finidi. Oh my God. Gary ball. Like, real about football, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, but you know,
I couldn't even watch it.
Even if the football is trash
right now, but like, I know there's hope.
Even if the football is trash, like, I feel like with Chell is the best we've seen so far. I don't know if you guys agree or not.
Yeah. I agree.
But I don't find it hard. The fact we didn't make it to this World Cup, I can't even. See, the fact that they make this World Cup and just left the sour taste in my mouth. I can't even what I saw in the first half. I'm not thinking maybe Congo was just letting us play just because of, you know, respect.
No, but I think it's good.
Intention is there, I guess.
If he can do this, like with just his first year, this is like his first year, then by the grace of God and, you know, NFF not fully interfering, he should be able to like build a good squad that can be competing in the next 3 years. I hope. Because I got sick and tired of our football gives me headache, especially when we watch like maybe Premier League, Champions League, La Liga football, or like Serie A, or, you know, top five leagues, and then you now immediately jump into international break and or like AFCON or something and watch Niger, like. It's mind-boggling. Like, you're like,
At this point,
Barin Buga, police ball. As the ball is coming down, it's going back again.
They have hope for AFCON, but I won't be surprised if Nanga win it. That's the thing.
I'll be surprised if we win it.
How we're playing, I'll be shocked. But if we win it logically, I'll be shocked.
I think we have a bottling gene right now. I think we have.
No, we can't.
I think Nigeria has a bottling gene right now. Our current crop,
he actually looks like
a bottling gene. Like,
because we are finding ways to
snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. We are snatching defeat. Like, victory is in our hands here. Like, and we are finding creative ways to lose. It's the same way in that AFCON final, right? Like, I know Côte d'Ivoire are okay, right? They are okay. But
this was the same thing. This second half, and the AFCON match, Ivory Coast match, bro, the exact same
blueprint. Like football in 90 minutes, these guys they play 35 minutes. That's what they've been playing.
That's 35. Second half, code. I'll never forget it. They won't kill us.
I was like, what's going on here, man? Like, what's going on? Well, now currently we have a bottling gene, and I don't know where we've gotten that from. Like, I mean, there have been, you know, droplets in the past of us like bottling, but like now, I'm very, very sure that this is a new identity that we are going to have to figure out how to get rid of it because it's bad. you, especially when we start off well, like in a big semi-final, final or something, even the Gabon game, we scored.
Yeah.
We scored late, and they equalized.
Yeah.
And we could have won the game again. We now choked. Then, okay, you know, quality time. We probably
need to win by a couple of goals now, as opposed to like...
That's why I don't think this AFCON thing you're saying, maybe we'll get to the semi-finals or finals, but we will probably do another madness there.
No, I'm actually thinking like you, but I think I've noticed maybe it's my own jinxing thing. Because there's nothing about me that feels like coming AFCON, but I'm just saying.
Then why would you think you feel like you win AFCON from where to where?
The way we were playing that AFCON last time, I did not even have us getting anywhere close to finals.
Getting to finals and winning it is different now. Like, I don't think there's anything that shows that we can win AFCON. I think that we will do well and get to semi-finals. Maybe we won't, Seth. Maybe we'll just be tired and fatigued and we'll go out in group stage. That's also an option. But there's nothing I see that will make me, other than being Nigerian and believing in the spirit of Nigeria, that will make me think that we're winning AFCON. That's it. Other than that, I don't see her.
But most times, I've noticed this past year.
Do you think if we played Morocco, right, in the semi-final,
guy, they'll destroy us.
You think so? Okay. Do you think they'll destroy?
I don't think we can beat that Gabon 4-1. I was actually surprised. Wow, he scored 4 goals. I was actually surprised. I'm being honest.
Do you think if we play this Congo team now in AFCON in a quarter final, what do you think will happen?
Based on that second half.
Based on the goal game, the game is 90 minutes, brother. And in this one, it was more than that. So do you think we'll beat Congo? I don't think so. I don't think we beat solid. I don't think we beat Tunisia.
From what I saw in that second half, I feel like that first half was just because they paid us some respect. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think they respected us that first half. But another part of me is saying, okay, maybe it has something to do with Osimhen being on the pitch. But the difference, like we played well in that first half, don't get me wrong, but that second half, the way they played, the difference is too much. They destroyed us. Like we couldn't breathe.
I think that the only reason they didn't win like in this thing is because Congo themselves they don't score a lot of goals like that at all. So that's the only reason this game dragged.
If they had an Osimhen,
any other team is taking us to the cleaners. The game is ending 3-1.
Just based on pure football, what I've watched. We're not a good team. Like I said, I think we're a relegation for that team. Even worse than that, we are terrible. Back to front. I think Frederick is a good player. I think Bassi is good. He's decent.
I think if we were to do a rebuild, right, I think Nwabali should stay on the bench. I think.
When you said should stay, I was like, what?
No, on the bench. I think because I also had beef with Uzoho that year.
No, we don't have one, but he's our best keeper.
I had beef with Uzoho that year, man. That guy wanted to take my life.
Maduka as well.
Yeah, Okoye too. So I'd keep Nwabali on the bench. To start, unless we find better, I'll start Calvin Bassey, Frederick. I like Bruno Yemachi though, but because I like him. I don't know if he's good enough to be our starting left back, but I do like I like him.
Ola Aina is going to be.
I don't want Ola Aina on the left unless we are. Man, he can be you at this point. I prefer him as a right back. I feel like I need him like overlapping. Hope we find better. They should fry the whole squad. But if we don't find better, right? I'd have Ola Aina there. Man, Ndidi has tried, man, but man, it's time to. It's time to usher in the new guys. Iwobi is consistent, so I think there will always be a space for him.
Goal we scored, he lost the ball.
Yeah, but that was not. He lost the ball high up, like in the middle. We still had a chance. It was not Ndidi that could have cleared the ball, but he controlled it. Even if he slid and kicked the ball, right?
Yeah, because I just booted that
striker
ball.
Striker will lag go because he touched the ball, but he cushioned that ball for the guy.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my brother in Christ. I even thought it was Semi Ajayi that did that. I was like, oh, Ndidi, no. Kipo, captain, why? Why you do this? But that's fair, right? I think we have to move on from him, unfortunately. None of the wingers, man. None of the wingers. Like, the whole wing... Winging Federation, they need to be shipped off. Like, they need to pack all of them and say, you know what? Only one of you will survive. Maybe Lukman, but that's just because...
Reputation.
Not because of football. All of them, just pack all of them, say thank you, but only one of you will survive this this Hunger game.
I'm yet to see players like Agaguwa, like, bro, like, wing actually consistently ball for us. So I can't remember the last one.
That midfield delegation, only one will survive, right? We have to start blooding in. We have to bring in new blood. What's the name of this guy? I've forgotten now. Usman, what's his name on this guy? One short guy, and then Onyedika is also in midfield. Frank Onyeka too. I like Onyeka, Sha, but
I'm very merry. I think he's mid.
The midfield I'm dreaming of for this country. I don't know if he'll make it, but he's solid. He can be in the squad. He can definitely be in the squad, but. We need a 10. We need creativity.
Someone should take that 10 off that Tolu guy.
Tolu. Tolu. I'm a yummy. Oh, Tolu. You broke my heart. Chai. That was a disaster class. Oh, my God. My God. They brought you in to win headers, win long balls. I need to check his stats. It probably showed... 7 contested, 0-1. Like, he was looking so scared. Why? You're a Premier League player. Why are you scared? Who is frightening you? No.
See, man, Nigeria has too many problems.
We have too many problems. If we had gone to the... I always say,
people that think that let's not go to work on embarrassed. I say, I beg. Do we even have football winning before? I wanted us to come. Let's just go first. Yeah. You can worry about it.
You never know.
You never know that we win the World Cup.
Not winning the World Cup, brother. Relax. The canal.
You know, the guys are like, yeah, it's good that we not come. This is not my embarrassment. When, how many times have we even known in 1994? That other times, don't be still with the winner before now. But at least both they come.
Yeah, it was bad. It's
crazy.
I blame myself for fully investing in the national team.
The hope that kills.
It's the hope that kills, yeah. But I know how to, like, control myself. Because if you fully put yourself inside, fully, like, inject yourself inside, you run mad.
No, it is what it is. I could just to go and find where my other African brothers come.
No. Me, I want all of them to lose. You cannot go. Especially Ghana need to come home. Come back home. Stay with us. They should also come back too, all of them. Nigeria is not going. They should come back. Come home. Come home.
I see that line of thinking.
Yeah, this me. I'm a professional bad belly. Professional. They should come home. Let's reconvene as a continent. Come home.
Anyway, I always support my usual second nationality for almost every World Cup, Brazil. You know,
I mean, when it comes to national teams, without
Brazil is my second. He's with France when Henry was there, but now what time he came?
I like Brazil. I like Seleção. But I like from being young when I was younger and still now. Like I love the Netherlands, man. Like Orange. Orange has been my thing. They don't look so good nowadays, but...
Orange is the Arsenal of international football.
Yeah, original bridesmaids, man. The original bridesmaids.
It's crazy. Spain has come and win. They have won their own World Cup. We're still waiting for Holland to do it for us. Holland and Portugal. Those ones.
Portugal has not been a World Cup final.
They went to semi-finals. But I mean, they're the perennial dark horses, like, for a long time. They've always, like, had good players. People always expect them to do well, but always started to deceive.
You say what?
Yeah. I'm saying they are known as the perennial dark horses, always enter every World Cup.
Yeah, of course, because they all the quality of players they have now. So
they're always good, but they always flatter to deceive during tournament starts. They got semifinals, I think, a few times, quarterfinals.
Yeah, but they've never been in the final. That was for sure.
And they've never been finals. It's no Netherlands have been. They've been hot way more times.
Yeah, 2010. I think they lost to is that the Euros I'm thinking of. They've also, I mean, Netherlands have won.
They won Euros.
Yeah, of course they won the Euros. But I'm trying to see how many times they've been in the World Cup final. Like at least two, at least.
Me, I've watched once.
No, actually, it's even three. Yeah, it's 74, 78, and 2010.
I expected maybe quick Cruyff then to have. They probably lost West Germany, I think.
Yeah, probably West Germany.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe the lights will shine on them this time around. But no, I'm not hoping. I want Brazil to win again. I want Brazil to win again.
Actually, who would I want to win the World Cup?
I've taken a liking.
I've not thought about it though.
I've taken a liking to Estevao.
Good morning.
Good morning. No, but I mean, I always kind of liked him. I just stopped liking because he joined Chelsea. But I liked when I remember when
your eye, Abby, close on.
When those videos were going around with Estevao and this guy
Steve
and Hendrik, yeah, I was like, this boy's a big play ball, though. And there was this account on Twitter, I was calling him next name back then, like before Chelsea bought him.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, each one was just to buy him. I was like, what?
No, future now. That's why Madueke is in your club right now. That's why Madueke is in your club. Boy, he knew. He knew what was gonna happen. He knew. He saw it, and I understand.
This guy, Estevao, give me shades of Hazard. The same kind of pain I felt when Hazard went.
Yeah, I mean, he has that thing that Hazard had at Stamford Bridge, where when he's coming off the bench or like when he's about to be on the ball, like if you are not really watching the match, you like sit up, right? You like pay attention, like because you know something is coming. He's just. I hate to have to use this word, but whatever. Aura. It has that aura around him. And it's wonderful to see. The conversation about it is among Chelsea fans is how, I mean, I don't want to go too far into club football because we're here for morning. But the conversation about it is how Maresca is kind of like not trying to play him as much. Like he's
managing his minutes well.
Managing his minutes. I agree with that though, because you know, you don't want to like have him burnt out. Right?
You don't want to have growing injuries.
Yeah, you don't want Publadja, how do you call that thing? But yeah. Anyways, back to the national team. Yeah. Congrats to Congo. They're probably going to go and qualify. It'll be a disaster. It'll be spiritual if they actually don't qualify at this point. So
yeah, I mean, I expect them to face lesser opposition.
Yeah, they should
in March. Yeah. So the eventual playoff that will decide whether or not they'll qualify will happen in March. It's a long time from now.
Yeah. So
see, I was really dreaming about March. But yeah, I guess it was not to be for the Super Eagles. Disappointing. I don't think we deserve it anyway, but I'm still disappointed regardless.
Oh, it still hurts, but we put ourselves in a difficult position and we are paying. It was a long, painful process, but we eventually have to pay the hangman. You can't cheat the hangman, so
facts.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's really all to talk about at this point. Honestly, this was probably the toughest podcast to make because I was like,
yeah, I really didn't want to do it today, but needs must, not only when you're happy, also when it hurts. But
facts, man. Bro.
Ali, what do you call leopards in French?
Leopards in French?
Yeah, what do you say?
Daniel is gone. He would have been the perfect person. Yeah, congrats. If they make it, I'm actually support them.
I'll have to find love in my heart to support anybody. It should all come home. Should all come back home. See us here. We should all come back home. Come home. Come home. Come back home.
If you don't want to beat my team, I have to respect you. I mean, you cannot be scared about beating me.
They should have beaten us in regular time. If they didn't beat us there, I don't respect you. Come on, come back home with me.
Yes.
But for real, on a serious note, congrats to them. They deserved it. It was not even, it wasn't even, it's not a discussion. They deserved it.
Really, guy, it was nice talking. Yeah, I don't know if we do another one this Thursday. I don't know if there's any interesting game going on when Nigeria has lost.
Probably not. Probably we'll be back to club football.
Let's come back on Sunday.
let's get back to regular scheduled programming.
I don't want any more international breaks. They should just go. All right, Bruce, man.
All right, thank you so much.
Bye bye.